prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 3 November 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And I mean it, just me and you tonight. But folks, we're going to cover a couple issues, but I'm going to share an article by John Anisha Whitehead. But I'm going to go ahead and maybe let off a little bit of steam here at the beginning to let people know perhaps a little bit what people that are in the front lines go through trying to maintain the battle day after day. But before we do that, though, again, welcome to the program. I'm glad you're with us. And I wanted to go through some prayer requests. Joey, y'all write this down, please, you prayer warriors. Joey is battling cancer. Joey is battling cancer. Of course, I told him that he needs to call Milan as soon as possible. Joey's battling cancer. A friend of mine, Bill, they don't live too far from me, going in for a heart surgery soon. But he emailed me and told me that his mother-in-law, Libby, is really in bad shape and may not make it. So please, you prayer warriors, emergency prayer request for Libby tonight if you don't care. Libby, please. And keep Bill in prayer also. And also for Jim and Holly. Jim's down in Georgia. He's been a friend of the ministry for a long time. And Jim is going through a lot of situations. Right now, his wife Holly is in advanced rapid dementia. And I can only imagine what he's going through. I can't even imagine. It just, wow, I don't know. But please keep Jim and Holly both in your prayers. Jim for strength and wisdom, and Holly for healing, please, if you don't mind, do that. And also for another gentleman who was asking for prayer. People say this isn't important, but it is. Mike. Mike needs some financial help. And if you've been in a financial mind, you know it's not fun. You know it's not fun at all. So all those prayer requests, please. Joey for cancer, Bill for surgery on his heart, and his mother-in-law Libby for already had a heart attack and not doing well. Jim and Holly, both Jim for strength, Holly for healing, and Mike for finances. Please, if you don't mind, I'd appreciate that. Now, anytime you don't call our office, by the way, you can call us if you like. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to order something, need a catalog. If you haven't got a catalog yet, folks, they're free. Just call and leave your address or email me your address. Email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. Or call 800-777-4 800-743-8403. 800-777-4403. And if you can call long distance, you'll save us money if you call our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Now, again, you can call about anything you need. If you want to talk to me, please call. Somebody will find me, Faith will find me, and I will call you back as soon as I possibly can. But please feel free to call me anytime you want to. And I do mean that. I seriously do. But I just want to share a few thoughts, and I'm going to get into this article from John Nisha Whitehead entitled The Vampire State, Feeding on Our Fear, Freedom, and Finances. The Vampire State, Feeding on Our Fear, Freedom, and Finances. And I want to share this. It's a little bit lengthy, but I'm no hurry. When I get done, we'll take your phone calls as always. You know, I've been doing this, trying to reach out and glorify our Father as much as possible. And to warn the people and to try to be kind to people and pray for them and offer an olive branch instead of a sword when I can. I think everybody knows that. Most people know me and know that I'm not a person that likes confrontation. I'm not a person that tries not to speak evil of anybody. And I don't mean to cause any more turmoil than I do with what I preach, but the Bible itself will cause turmoil. But everybody knows that. And normally things, you know, I get letters, emails, sometimes phone calls, and people are sometimes very, we'll say, unpleasant. That's being nice. You know, I'm just sharing this to make a point that I'll move on to the article. But I've been doing this for so long, and by the grace of God, I've had the health to do this. I've given my life, lots of my time, my own life to it. Missed a lot of things I could have done with the family, but I was doing a radio show, preparing for the radio shows, trying to do the Lord's will on this. Taking the blows that come in. Been contacted by the FBI 3 times, called for before federal grand jury once, taking death threats, people threatened to burn down the house, other things other than that, and giving all I could, financially even, to the ministry to keep this thing above water. I'm not wanting, no one need praise, please. I don't want any praise. Don't give me any praise. Praise Father, you give me strength to do it. But it's amazing, though, now, people who sit on the sidelines, behind the front lines where the battle's going on, will sit back behind the one that's doing the battle and take pot shots at him and try to tear him down, talk about him. So-called Christian out in Washington State, and if I ever get another voicemail from him, I'm going to play it on the air, cussing me, call me a big boy. Yeah, you pistol packing preacher, you know, and on, and gibberishing around in Hebrew like he's some kind of scholar in Hebrew with a real bitter attitude. And I've noticed this in a lot of people that teach this, I don't know what you call it, Judaism, I guess, are very, very haughty, have a very haughty spirit and are full of bitterness and sometimes hatred. Not all of them. Praise God, not all of them. But some of them I dealt with in the past. And this gentleman certainly has this problem. He certainly does. And I'm praying for him, that the Lord will touch his heart and soften his heart and let him see that he's not walking in the spirit of Christ. But nonetheless, he's one of the ones that leaves phone calls, messages that Faith has to get the message off. And it, you know, she really hurts her to hear somebody cussing. And she knows me. She knows me now for many, many years. Her mommy's worked for me for 27 years, and it bothers some, and I appreciate it. I really do. I do appreciate that. It really bothers some. But then we get some guy on email, a name called himself Dink, all upset because I don't cry. Everybody quit paying their taxes, and the guy impeached Trump. Trump's already been impeached, I think, twice, and I've tried to explain to him several times. Finally, I just give up and said, You know, quit whining, go on about your business. I'm not going to answer anymore. These people, if they, I mean, I said, if you want to get a voice, get on the radio for 33 years, build an audience that appreciates what you're saying and tell them what you think. But all they can do is nip at the ones who are in the front lines trying to do the battle. So I just said all that to say this. If you're out there tonight and you're in the front lines, you're doing anything for the glory of God. I don't care if you witness one person at a time, one a week, whatever chance you get. And somebody making fun of you because you're telling the truth. Wear that as a badge of honor. I do. When these people say this thing to me, it's like saying sick 'em to a dog. I know I'm doing the right thing then because I'm under attack. I'm under attack. Someone who's a true believer who disagrees what I say or thinks I should say something different, approach me in love, and I really enjoy that. I can respond in the same manner. Sometimes I've learned some things. I've had to change some direction because these people are right. But when they come in firing all barrels at me, I have a tendency to just get out of the way, let them vent, and go from there. So those things, if you're on the front lines, folks, again, whether you're speaking to one person a week or thousands a day, you stand on the front lines. You speak the truth in Christ. You speak it as you see it and try to understand and share with others. So for those out there that think they're really going to hurt my feelings by cussing or whatever it is, it doesn't bother me. I appreciate you doing that because I know that I'm hitting home when I do that. I'm hitting heart. And people could become angry. I can see that the gentleman from Washington State are jealous, and I understand that. They want a voice, but they don't know how to do that. And unless you bring the truth of the gospel and the love of Christ with it, you don't have much of a voice anyway. Now let's get started on what we're talking about tonight. You know, we're going to read that article on the Vampire State, and it's very important to do that. It's going to take a little while. I don't want to rush through it, but I do want to make some comments first. We have fallen in this nation long before I was born, before any of our listeners were born tonight. We have fallen into every snare that Satan set for us as a nation. We fall into every snare. Maybe not right away. Maybe not when it first comes up. We may be too smart. The just generation may be too smart to fall in it. But the next one probably won't be. Because they've been dumbed down that much more over the next 20 years. They've been dumbed down to the point that they don't understand. They're not concerned. You see, compromise is a way of selling out to Satan. Compromise is a way of losing liberties, rights, your character, your morality, and many other things. Compromise eats away at the foundations that our Father in Heaven gave us. I remember back in the 90s when I first started in radio back in 93, the Clintons were in power then. And Hillary Clinton floated an idea along with I forgot her name. Another lady wanted to bring in a national ID card, and it didn't go. People wouldn't take it. It's back in the 90s now, folks. They wouldn't do it. They didn't do it. But under George Bush and the Patriot Act and the real ID card come out, for a little while that was stalled. They wouldn't do it in 2005. It was stalled. It's here now under the guise of the driver's license. Or your state ID card. We now have it up to our eyeballs with that. We bought it because it's convenient. It's easier to go along and get along than stand up and be the only one maybe standing up in your group. It's hard to stand by yourself, folks, when all your friends are against you. I know that. I've been there. They think that's how we were nuts. I didn't have a driver's license for 12 years, and I still don't have a digital picture on driver's license. But we fell into these snares because it was easy. With every number they give us, with every database they put us on, every digital ID and all the other things, all the cell phone nonsense, they promised us benefits, and we bought it. We did. We bought it. And all these people out there that I've been trying to warn this about for many years, many of them have listened. Most haven't. But although the warriors on the front line, and not bragging on me at all, folks, I'm only a servant. But you can figure that the ones on the sidelines, ones behind the lines, are tearing down those that are trying to take a stand. So if you're being torn down by your so-called friends and families, rejoice in the Lord. Great is your reward. Great is your reward. If they speak evil of you and consider you an evil individual for standing for Christ, then you'd like Peter. You praise him for being counted worthy to suffer for Christ. So you people out there that are attacking, go ahead and attack. After a while, I just ignore you. I try to answer back in kindness and love. But most don't receive it, so I just finally just say no more emails answered. I won't call them back on the telephone. I just won't do it because I don't have time to put up with the pettiness, their childishness, their jealousy, their envy. I just don't. I'm not anybody to envy. I'm only a servant. Maybe I've done a radio show so many years and we got a worldwide audience. That's no doubt. That's true. But I'm only a servant. I'm no better than anybody else out there. Nobody. No better than anybody else. I'm a redeemed child of the living God through the blood of Christ. That's the only bragging I can do. But this article here by John and Isha Whitehead, titled The Vampire State, Feeding on Our Fear, Freedom, and Finances. Ransom Riggs made this statement, but these weren't the kind of monsters that had tentacles and rotting skin, the kind a seven-year-old might be able to wrap his mind around. They were monsters with human faces, in crisp uniforms, marching in lockstep, so banal you don't recognize them for what they are until it's too late. Monsters don't always come wrapped in the trappings of horror or myth. Most often, monsters in the real world look like ordinary people. They walk among us. They smile for the cameras. They promise protection and prosperity, even as they feed on fear and obedience. All is not as it seems. We're living in two worlds. There's a world we're showing, the bright, propaganda-driven illusion manufactured by the government and its corporate sponsors, and the world we actually inhabit, where economic inequality widens, real agendas are buried beneath layers of Orwellian doublespeak, and freedom is rationed out in controlled, legalistic doses by militarized police and federal agents. I'd like to make a comment here, if you don't mind also, about the SNAP program, the food stamp program. Most of y'all probably know this, but 54% of people who get food stamps are not even American citizens. Not even American citizens. I heard David Krieger on his program today make a really good statement and a good idea. He said, let's cancel all the SNAP cards, make everybody apply again, and make sure that they are American citizens before we give it to them. He said, by doing that, we'd save 54% of the cost. We could fund the other half, what we saved on the second half. Good idea, Dave. Good thinking. It ain't going to happen, but good thinking. So we have lived now, and I understand, in our state, West Virginia, 30 to 40% of the people buying groceries in the store are buying them from government assistance, which means our tax dollars. It looks like we're a prosperous society, folks, but you know for years it's built on debt. There's no such thing as a free lunch. It's built on debt. Billions and trillions of dollars spent on welfare, on a debt-ridden economic system that looks like it's prosperous, but it's decaying every day. Understand that. And the beginning of the takedown of it is well on the way. Back to the article. We're being fed a series of carefully contrived fictions that bear no resemblance to reality. Tune out the distractions and diversions, and you run headlong into an unmistakable, unpalatable truth. Monsters with human faces walk among us. Many of them work for the U.S. government. Through its power grabs, brutality, greed, corruption, and tyranny, the government has become almost indistinguishable from the evil it claims to fight. Terrorism, torture, disease, drug trafficking, trafficking of persons, violence, theft, even scientific experimentations that treat humans as test subjects. Boy, there are many of those. With every passing day, it becomes painfully evident that the American police state has developed its own monstrous alter ego, the Vampire State. Like its legendary namesake, it survived by draining the lifeblood of the nation, the sweat, money, labor, privacy, and freedoms of we the people. One tax, one law, one war, one surveillance program at a time, it takes what it needs and bleeds us dry. As in every great horror story, the most terrifying monsters are the ones that look familiar. Of all the gothic figures, Bram Stoker's vampire, a cold, calculating predator bent on conquest, may be the closest to the waking nightmare unfolding before us. Like its mystic counterpart, the Vampire State seduces its victims with promises of safety, comfort, and national greatness. Once trust is secured and access granted, it feeds slowly and methodically, just enough to keep the populace docile, but never enough to arouse them from their trance. Now, I'll make comment here too. On Daniel 8:25, you'll see where the beast system, the Antichrist, seduces people with great swelling words, just like we've been seduced by every administration in my lifetime. Every one of them I can remember in our lifetime, we've been seduced step by step, inch by inch, to finally they're taking over our country and now basically own this country. And the people are ignorant to the truth, and probably most of them don't even care. Now, back to the article. Lulled by propaganda and partisan loyalty, the people become what Rod Serling, creator of the Twilight Zone, feared most, a zombie-fed mob, mindless to the very monster that feeds on them. Once it latches on, the Vampire State's tyrannical hunger only grows. The Vampire State feeds on fear. COVID proved that, folks. My comment, COVID proved that. Fear is the oxygen of tyranny. Every crisis, real or manufactured, fuels the quest for more power. Serling showed how quickly panic corrodes a community in the monsters are due on Maple Street, where neighbors convinced that danger lurks next door, transform into a violent mob and turn on each other. Our headlines change, drug wars and ICE raids, domestic extremists and pandemics, foreign hit list and necessary military strikes. The script remains the same. Politicians play savior, and a browbeaten populace surrenders their rights for the illusion of safety. Fear, however, is only the beginning. Once fear takes hold, the next step is to turn people against one another. Demagogues know well how to do this. Are we seeing that today, folks? Is the nation been divided more and more in different factions? Hatred bullying, anger bullying. The Vampire State feeds on division. And he's alive. Sherling's young fanatic learns the oldest trick in the book. Now, people will follow you if you give them something to hate. The American police state has perfected that art, pitting citizen against immigrant, left against right, protester against police, rich against poor, because the divided nation is far easier to control. Division, in turn, breeds submission. Read that again. Division, in turn, breeds submission. Once a society is at war with itself, obedience becomes the ugly refuge, the only refuge. The Vampire State feeds on obedience. The Vampire State feeds on obedience. And Serling's the obsolete man, a religious librarian in an atheist society where books are destroyed, is condemned to death for obsolescence. The real crime was individuality. Today, bureaucrats demand the same submission. Teachers disciplined for dissent, journalists axed for challenging the prevailing order, citizens detained under executive orders for speech deemed dangerous, resistance is drained until only compliance remains. Obedience, however, is never enough. Tyranny requires endless subsistence, material, financial, and human. The Vampire State feeds on wealth. No predator survives without a steady source of subsistence, and the state's referred meal is a taxpayer. Endless wars, bloated budgets, emergency powers, and corporate concessions keep the machine humming. As in Judgment Night in the Purple Testament, the war engine consumes bodies and earnings while sanctioning the cost as patriotism. Trillions get funneled to defense contractors and prison profiteers, even as the public is told is no money for justice, infrastructure, welfare, or the basic maintenance of a free society. Repeat that sentence. I didn't say it very well. Trillions get funneled to defense contractors and prison profiteers, even as the public is told is no money for justice, infrastructure, welfare, or the basic maintenance of a free society. Yet even that cannot satisfy a regime that wants total control. To control completely, it must know everything about those in power. The vampire state feeds on privacy. A true predator must know its prey. The predatory state now drinks deeply from the digital lifeblood of the nation. Every call logged, every movement tracked, every purchase recorded. Palantir-powered surveillance, biometric checkpoints, facial recognition databases. This is Sirleaf's cautionary universe updated for the algorithmic age. And with fear, division, obedience, wealth, and privacy have been mined to exhaustion, the vampire state turns to its most precious prey, the human spirit. The vampire state feeds on hope. The final hunger is spiritual. It drains its victims of hope until despair is all that's left. A hopeless populace is a controlled one. Sirleaf warned repeatedly that when a people lose their moral bearings, they risk becoming the very monsters they fear. That's a very powerful statement. Let's read again. Sirleaf warned repeatedly that when people lose their moral bearings, they risk becoming the very monsters they fear. Every horror story reaches a moment when the victims realize what they're up against. Ours has come. The question is how to break the spell. While Rod Sterling warned of what would happen if fear and conformity become our national creed, filmmaker John Carpenter showed what it looks like when that warning is ignored. Best known for Halloween, Carpenter's body of work is infused with a strong anti-authoritarian, anti-establishment concern. Again and again, he portrays governments at war with their own citizens, technology turned against the public, and the populace too anesthetized to resist tyranny. Been put to sleep, folks. We've been put to sleep, as I said. We've been anesthetized to the point we don't even remember what else is going on, and most of us don't care. Back at the break with your phone calls, as always, 717-300-1698.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. Phone lines open at 717-300-1698. Back to the article, because this article is so important. Every horror story reaches a moment when the victims realize what they're up against. Ours has come. The question is, how'd you break the spell? While Rod Serling warned of what would happen if fear and conformity became our national creed, filmmaker John Carpenter showed what looks like when that warning is ignored. Best known for Halloween, Carpenter's body of work is infused with a strong anti-authoritarian, anti-establishment concern. In Escape from New York, fascism is in America's future. In The Thing, humanity dissolves into paranoia. In Christine, technology turns murderous. In The Mouth of Madness, evil triumphs when people lose the ability to know the difference between reality and fantasy. And in They Live, Carpenter rips off the mask completely. Two migrant workers discover that society is controlled by parasitic aliens working in partnership with an oligarch elite. The people, lulled by comfort, trained by propaganda, hypnotized by screens, serve as a host for their oppressors. Boy, does that fit us today. Lulled by comfort, trained by propaganda, hypnotized by screens. It's only when a homeless drifter, John Nada, discovers a pair of doctored sunglasses, Hoffman sense lenses, that Nada sees what lies beneath the elite's fabricated reality, control and bondage. When viewed through the lens of truth, the elite, who appear human until stripped of their disguises, are shown to be monsters who have enslaved the sinistry in order to prey on them. It was fiction, but barely. The monsters Carpenter envisioned were symbolic. Ours were suits and wave flags. Americans no longer need spatial Hoffman lenses to see who's draining us. They're not aliens disguised by human masks. Our overlords sit in high places, issue executive orders, and promise to save us while feeding on our fears, labor, and freedoms. Lest we awaken soon, the vampire state will finish what both Serling and Carpenter tried to warn us about. The time for allegory is over. The warning has become the world we live in. The vampire state's power depends on darkness, on secrecy, silence, and the willing ignorance of those it drains. The remedy is not another political savior or bureaucratic fix. Folks, I'll add this. The only remedy is asking forgiveness before God Almighty in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. There's no other remedy. No other way back except through Christ. It begins where Sterling's and Carpenter's parables always began, with the awakening of the individual conscience and the courage to name the real monsters in our midst. Just as sunlight destroys the vampire, a populace that thinks, questions, and refuses unlawful commands is a sure defense against tyranny. We cannot fight monsters by becoming them. We cannot defeat evil by imitating its methods. If the vampire state thrives on fear, feeds on hate, is empowered by violence, and demands obedience, then our weapon must be courage, our antidote love, our defense nonviolence, and our answer discipline, creative civil disobedience. Every generation must relearn these truths. Almost 250 years after America's founders pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to unseat the tyrant, we find ourselves under the tyrant's thumb again, saddled with a government that feeds on the fears of the public to expand its power, a bureaucracy that grows fat with the labor of the governed, a surveillance apparatus that gorges on data, privacy, and dissent, and a war machine that sustains itself on endless conflict. These are the symptoms of a nation that's forgotten its own cure. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights were meant to serve as stakes through the heart of authoritarian power, but they are not magic incantations. And folks, I'll write this, as John Adams once said, without the Bible and the Word of God, the Constitution is totally powerless. It's just a piece of paper. I think as George W. Bush said, it's just a GD piece of paper. With every act of blind obedience, every surrendered liberty, every law that elevates the government over the citizenry, our protections diminish. When that happens, the story turns full circle. Fiction becomes prophecy. In Sterling's universe, there was always a narrative to warn us. In Carpenter's, the heroes had to liberate themselves from the monster's trap. Our task is both to see the truth and to act on it. As you make clear in Battlefield America, the war of the American people, and its fictional counterpart, the Eric Blair Diaries, monsters walk among us because they have failed to see them for what they are truly are. The vampire state is real, and so is the power of the human spirit to resist it. Now, I'm going to read this. By the way, this arc was in this month. Okay, who we got? All right, hang on, John, right with you. Don't go away. I want to read this cartoon. It's actually a picture. This article, by the way, is in November's News Magazine. If you receive your Minuteman magazine, you'll get this article in a couple of days. Okay, you receive it online. If you want to receive a magazine and an email blast with all these articles also included in it, they're available for free. All you have to do is call us, give us your email address, or email us and give us your email address. We'll see that you get on the list. We want you to have them and pass one to your friends. I'll read this. There's a picture of a gentleman here with a skeleton face, the mask on like a skeleton, and uniform and an AR-15 in his hand. He said, some men are morally opposed to violence. They're protected by men who are not. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 16, we're instructed to act like men. Quit, it says, quit ye like men. Act like men. Stand for the truth. Don't compromise. And men who will not oppose evil, the only hope they have is that the men who do oppose it will bring them out with it also, will bring them out and save their buns in this thing. So understand this, folks. You'll probably be in the minority when you stand for the truth. You probably lose some friends and family. You used to love you, but no longer won't be around you. You probably will. But at what cost if you don't stand? Not only is it going to cost you your children and grandchildren's future, it can cost you your soul. Because in Matthew chapter 10, it said before, those who deny the truth, according to the Bible, and Christ is I am the way, the truth, and life, those who deny the truth are denying Christ. And Christ said, if you deny me before men the truth, I will deny you before my Father. Hell will be your damnation, your doom. That's all I can say. Hope the article makes sense to you. Let's go to John in Texas. John, welcome. Come on in.
Yeah, pretty much what you just said, I think, is kind of repeating Joe in the Old Testament, you know, where they left God and went worship all these idols.
Right.
And the thing that crossed my mind, though, you were talking about the food stamps and all this stuff. And what they did back in Ronald Reagan's time and George Bush and all that is they got rid of all the jobs and shipped them all to China, you know, to where, you know, people couldn't go to work, make any money.
But, no, you remember Ross Perot, don't you? You remember Ross Perot, yeah. I'm sure. And he warned us about that. He said it'd be a giant sucking sound. And it was. They're going. The jobs are going.
Well, it seems like what Trump's trying to do is bring some of this stuff back. You know, so I guess we'll see what ends up happening with all that. But,
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say that the problem with some of this nowadays is these young people, you know, they're so brainwashed. You know, even if you did have prosperity, all this stuff, they would probably abuse the whole situation, you know.
Well, we've done that for years, though. We've always done that. It's gotten worse. You know, yeah. I remember back in the, under Johnson, President Johnson brought in the war on poverty. That's when all these handouts started big time. Medicaid, Medicare, all that. And we all sucked into it because it's such a good idea. It takes a load off our back to take care of ourselves. We can put our trust in government to feed us and clothe us. We were too ignorant to understand that one day they would own us because of that. That's where we are.
Well, my stepfather, he started working for Mobil Oil the late 60s, and he was making $2 an hour. It was a starting wage. And it's one of those deals where my mother didn't have to work. You know, she kind of did things around the house. You know, she sold and knitted and crocheted and stuff like that. But basically, she didn't have to go out of the house and get a job, you know?
Well, you have to stop and think it. That $2 back in 1960, 64, 65 was like 80 bucks now.
Yeah, well, I'm saying more like probably 67, 68. You know,
it's probably close to, yeah, probably that, but it's still worth $1.64. It's probably, it's still probably worth about 50 bucks an hour back then. $2 an hour was today. Back yeah. then, that was 50 bucks an hour. So your daddy made good money, for that time. So yeah, and most people, like you said, when they started giving out handouts, John, they started undermining our moral courage and our willingness to fight for the truth. Cause if we fought back, we'll lose our benefits.
Well, there used to be a deal called 1968, a movie, and pretty much with the assassinations, Vietnam, all this, any other country would have been overthrown and had a revolution. And then I think the same thing was kind of going on in 1976, where they thought that the country was going to collapse and everything. So I came to the conclusion a long time ago, I've been listening to a lot of different stuff for years, and that God has to be looking after the country, because you get to talk to these people and they really have no idea about anything, you know?
So they God don't, has definitely yeah, been, they don't.
He's definitely been intervening. That's about all I know.
But he had been very patient. Let's put it that way. We're destroying ourselves. He's not doing. He warned us what would happen if we went the wrong direction. And Psalms 9:17 warns very clearly. So he's been very patient with us. But unfortunately, the judgment is getting more severe today. You can see that also.
Well, I think it's kind of one of those things where, I know there was a guy in Colorado a long time ago. I think he's dead now. But he said the things that God really hates, the abominable things, that the devil was pushing this, you know, so that God would get mad. You know what I mean? And,
oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
He really figured today, these young kids, they don't know if they're a man or a woman. You know, I mean, it's, you know, like I say, they've been really brainwashed and stuff. So
they have been. They have been. But I will tell you this, and pay attention to what you see in the future. Don't trust Trump any more than you did Biden. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Biden was much worse in some areas. But Trump's much worse than Biden in other areas. So don't trust any of them. I mean, don't trust any of them. Don't put your trust in man, no matter what. You see what's happened to that. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Anything else you want to say? Go ahead.
I guess, like I say, just see what ends up happening and everything. But
amen. Well,
no, that crossed my mind, though, how they got rid of all the jobs.
Yeah, they did.
And, you know, so.
Yes, they did.
But, yeah, that's all I had to say.
Well, good points. Thank you, John. Thanks for being there, brother. Thank you. Folks, got phone lines open, 717-300-1698. You know, I preached a sermon this past weekend, Bible study. If you watched it, great. If not, you can get a copy of it. With a very important point to try to make, and keep your eyes on Christ. And if we don't do that, this is not going to get any better. Please don't be lulled into the dream of all of us going to turn around now. It's going to get better. Please understand that everything we're seeing happen is that there's a plan behind it. And our God has not lost control. He knows what's happening also. That's why he warned us many different places to keep our eyes on him and his truths. We better grow closer to him spiritually, mentally, and even much as possible, physically prepare ourselves for what's coming, because it's going to get much worse. I don't want to be a downer. I wish I could say, man, I see the light in the tunnel. Well, I think I do, but you heard the old saying, it's an oncoming freight train. But understand, we got to understand that this is not getting better. Please look around you. Since Trump's been in office, first time and last time, this time, has it got any better? Tell me, has it? Be honest now. Oh, yeah, we got rid of maybe some illegals. Praise God. I'm all for that. Maybe we'll turn around a lot of these homosexual perverts, these agendas. Praise God for that. But look what's going behind the scenes. We got federal troops in the streets. Totally against the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Posse Comitatus, and everything else. But we got it there. Yeah, we do. Terrorists have been put on everywhere. Those terrorists do nothing to hurt the so-called enemy state. It hurts people in this country because prices go up. Let's go to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, come on in. Are you there, BK? I don't hear him, Todd. Oh, okay, BK, call back. We lost you. Sorry about that. Don't fall over the hill somewhere. Give us a call back, BK. The line's still open, folks, 717-300-1698. We got, as I just said in this article, we got to get by this partisan, this two-party idea, this one pit one against the other, because one's going to save us and one's going to destroy us. Surely, if you're over the age of 40, you can see that both sides are destroying their country. We got to get over this nonsense. It is nonsense. You know this idea that either party can do things to save his country, because they're not. One may do something to benefit something on one side. The other may stop an evil part of the other one just did, but he'll do something on the other side to destroy the nation. Please understand. We are on the verge of war. Is it going to happen? I'm not going to say it's going to happen. Do I think it's going to? Yes, I do. When? My opinion, soon, but I don't know that. Let's try BK again. BK, come on back in.
Hey, Pastor Butch, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, buddy. Hey, I just wanted to say tomorrow my prediction is the Democrats win. I believe they win hands down New York, New Jersey, and Virginia, and President will put the troops in the street.
Well, that I wouldn't doubt at all. I mean, they want us divided, BK. They want this struggle, this class separation. They want this civil war to start. They really want this. That's how I just read to you. That's control.
Mm-hmm.
That's control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. They want to happen. They truly do. And yeah, I think Democrats are going to win also. So hang in there. It's going to be a nice ride ahead.
Yeah. Oh yes, sir. Did you ever think you'd see the day when Republicans support Hindus like Ramaswamy in Ohio, and the Democrats support Ma'am Dammy in New York City? You know, that's God's judgment. He's putting people to rule over us and hate us.
Good point. That is God's judgment. And Martin Luther said, when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them evil rulers. Yeah, right on. And by the way, I think last time I read, 99,000 people, or 199,000, said they're going to leave New York if this one dude's elected. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well,
go ahead.
President Trump says he loves Hindus. remember his 33rd degree Freemason preacher, Norman Vincent Peale?
Oh, yes.
Remember when President Trump said he didn't need to repent?
Yes, I do.
President Trump thinks if he ends these wars, that'll make him go to heaven.
Well, that's why he said that. He hoped if it done enough good, he'd be okay. And the wars, whatever.
Yeah.
But he also said last time he's in office, he'd walk out on Park Avenue or Times Square and shoot somebody and say goodbye with it.
He did. And Donald Trump Jr. said the Trump administration saved God.
Yeah, he did. We're in bad shape.
And look, these Hindus like Cash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard, all these MAGA heroes. Cash Patel dates some white woman, flies her around on the U.S. taxpayers' dime. Then the FBI says the people have no right to know about how much taxpayer bucks goes to his flights for his own personal entertainment. Then you got Vice President Vance. He says he's a Roman Catholic and his wife's a Hindu.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, and Vice President said, "I hope eventually that she, his wife, will someday do as he done and join the church and become a Christian." And he said, "If she doesn't, then God says everybody has free will, and that doesn't cause a problem for me. That's something you work out with friends, with your family, with the person you love." I mean, how sad is that, Butch Paul? I mean, what's John 14:6 say?
I totally agree with that, my brother. I really do. And it's just, it makes me angry. Angry that people out there that are calling themselves Christians are still backing Trump.
Hey, and when you see these corporate billionaires being put in the military with no boot camp, and the administration's going to be dancing around in a ballroom, shipping champagne with Hindus, what we are in is a Hindu technocracy caste system in the USA.
And now people that have enough money can buy their citizenship.
There you go.
Just like they did in Rome. Rome got the heart of money. They sold citizship. And that's where we got back.
Well, bye, Miss American Pie.
There you
go.
Bye,
Miss American Pie.
Thanks for the call, BK. Thank you. Keep in touch,
sir.
All right? All right, buddy.
All right, sir.
All right. Talk to you soon. 717-300-1698. I'm sorry. 717-300-1698 is the number to call. We got about 4 minutes, 5 minutes left. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. Please don't be backward. Don't be shy. I'm just a man. I'm just sharing the truth tonight as I see it, and I have proof to back it or wouldn't be doing it. Again, I will advertise again. Our website's PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Love to get you on our mailing addresses to receive our email blast. All the things I share with you on the radio, the articles and things, are in the magazine or in the email blast, and they're totally free. All you have to do to receive them is ask for them. All I ask you to do then is pass them to all your friends. We can spread a lot of truth that way, folks. We have to work together in unison. One mind and one idea, one ideal. The ideal is to have people repent, see the truth, repent for being so ignorant for so long as I've had to. Folks, I've fought politically. I run for office. And I'm not saying it's wrong. No, I'm not. If you're a Christian and God's asked you to run for office, you run for office because we would like to have somebody we know that's truly a believer, not just someone that says they are. But I'm not saying don't stand for what's right in the political system. Please stand for that if you have to. But I did, trusting in it. That's my problem. See, I trusted in it. I thought the ones we got elected, we can elect certain people to office, they'd fix everything. I did. I was that naive. I really believe that. And now I look back over it and think of all the wasted time and dollars. But I'm so grateful that our Savior and our God is patient with us. He allowed me to waste that time thinking I was doing right until he reached me the truth. I'm a slow learner, people. I'm a slow learner. And I desire to know the truth. I truly do, and I want to share it. Some people don't like what I say, obviously, but that's okay. I've shared enough truth tonight that, as Dink said, we need a call for impeachment, stop paying taxes. I think I've said a lot more than that tonight, to prove what should be done to our leaders today as far as standing against them and standing for the truth. Talking is cheap, people. People like Dink and others. Talk is cheap. Speak up. Stand up. Not just on emails every now and then. Make it public, as we all try to do that are on the radio and doing videos all the time on all of the internet. Make it loud. Make it clear. Oh, you might get called before the FBI. I was on first term basis for a couple of them for quite a while. Matter of fact, when they sent somebody to interview me, they'd ask to come and see me. And they wouldn't know more about what I knew. One of them was sincere about it. One of them said, I'm going to quit my job because everything you said is coming to pass. So these are things, all glory to God. But the truth will set you free. And if you approach it in love, not in damnation, the Bible itself, the Word of God, does the damning itself. All I got to do is preach it. But it also opens hearts and minds and heals hearts and minds for those that receive it. Now I'm at the last minute, and the phone lines are very quiet. I guess I must scare some people away from the radio tonight, but that's okay. We're here because we love you, and I sincerely, with all my heart, mean that. I pray that God will give me wisdom to stand, wisdom to teach and lead, the courage not to compromise, and the love in my heart to do it in the way that Christ would do it. Christ stood up and called the religious teacher today hypocrites, whitewashed sepulchers, vipers. Yeah, he did with love, though, the love of righteousness. He loved his Father and loved the truth and loved to tell the truth. That's what I pray that I am. If the truth makes you angry, that's your problem, not mine. I'm glorified in Christ, and I pray that I glorify him with every breath I take. I'm glorified not to the sense I'm spatial. No, that ain't what I mean at all. Maybe I should say I'm blessed in Christ. That's a better word. Blessed in Christ. I pray that I've been faithful, and by his grace, I've been counted worthy by his grace only to one day stand in his presence, and maybe by his grace again and mercy, and ask me to enter in to his kingdom forever and be with him. That's my blessed hope. That's why I live. That's why I breathe. I was talking on the radio tonight, trying to tell people, folks, we live in a tyranny because we chose tyranny over liberty. We chose man over God for our needs. Now we are slaves to this situation, and it's all our fault. See you tomorrow night. God bless. Good night.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.